Burke made her promise as she unveiled a jobs plan that called for more spending on venture capital and more of a focus on helping grow industries rather than specific businesses. She avoided promising to create a certain number of jobs if elected governor, pledging instead to help Wisconsin rank in the top 10 among states in its percentage of job growth.
Well, my goal is to have a top 10 thriving economy, and we have benchmarks throughout the plan about how we are going to measure progress towards that.
To put that in context, Wisconsin ranked 35th in the nation in its percentage of private sector job growth using the most recent federal numbers. In 2010, Walker famously pledged to help the state create 250,000 jobs in his first term. Walker told reporters yesterday that was still a goal, but he gave himself wiggle room for when he wanted to achieve it.
I said specifically it would be by the end of our term, which would be by January 1 of 2015. To me, whether we hit that number January 1st or it's a month or two in, I think that's realistic when people look at the fact that we had almost 2 years of unprecedented amount of protests, recalls, and the recalls again. Obviously, that had an impact on things.
Walker and Republicans had criticized Burke before yesterday for not releasing any kind of a jobs plan, though Walker himself has not released a new plan this election cycle. Walker said yesterday he would release one soon.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. Between now and the election, I'm not even a candidate yet. Right now I'm focused on being governor.
Today that includes stops in four Wisconsin cities where Walker is scheduled to talk about the tax cuts he recently signed into law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.